Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by
God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for all of you that are tuned in to a service. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You thought it was going to be from the archives. Hallelujah. But we live, not Memorex today. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Because up to that time, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. But a phenomenon was about to take place, because the Spirit of God was hovering over those waters. That's why after all this time, I can stand here today and say what you...
Hallelujah. Before we go any further, Pastor Peaches, I'd like for you to chime in right now and give the housekeeping suggestions on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Peter, go ahead.
Praise God. Get your Bibles, your composition notebooks, your pencils, your ink pens, everything, anything you're going to use to write with, and also get your communion elements, your crackers, your juice, hallelujah, your bread, whatever you're going to use, hallelujah, so you'll be able to break bread when we take communion, hallelujah, your composition notebook, and so you'll be able to write down scriptures and whatever God may drop in your spirit at the same time. Hallelujah. Be able to jot it down.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And we want to praise God for what he's doing in ministry. And we have a worship service at 7 a.m. every morning. And we want you to jot down the conference call number and the access code. This is a special conference call number for the morning worship at 7 a.m., 7 days a week. You got to be a part of what we are doing in the morning. We are starting the morning. We are breaking, because we fast during the night. And the Bible says that some things can only come out through prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. So the first thing in the morning, hallelujah, we're still in the fast before we even eat breakfast. Hallelujah, praise God. We thank God for you, hallelujah. And so, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for you. The number to call, this is the conference call numbers in the morning, is 605-475-4800. That's 4800. Again, 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-#. God bless you. And just tune in, and we have a glorious time in the Lord in the morning time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you all to get ready. Hallelujah. Call off. You're going to text some folk right now and tell them to tune in to the service on today. Hallelujah, glory to God, because it's live, it ain't Memorex today. We thought it would be Memorex from the archives. Hallelujah, because this is the fifth Sunday of January. But the technicians didn't do what they had to do in order to put an archival service on. So we're not going to waste no time. We're going to get the word to you some kind of way. Hallelujah. Is that all right, Pastor Peaches?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And we want you to text folks, tell them that the service is on the air. Get the names of people that you want to place in the atmosphere of blessing. Because when the praises go up, glory to God. You know what comes down. The blessings of the Lord come down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So get ready. If you have to write them down. And we're going to get ready to place the names into the atmosphere. After this selection, we're going to start placing the names into the atmosphere.
It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, so you better be believing. Our God You see, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all get ready to place the names into the atmosphere. And I want you to know that somebody did the same for you.
Hallelujah.
Somewhere along the line, somebody prayed for you.
Amen.
They had you on their mind. They took a little time to pray for you.
Hallelujah.
And now is your turn. You hear people talking about, pass it on, pass it forward. Well, bless God. This is your time to pass it forward. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God.
Somebody pray for me. Have you on their mind?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Rachel Johnson. Bertha Johnson.
Hallelujah.
Lorena Johnson. Marion Crenshaw. Viola.
And Donya.
Lewis Wright. Talitha Wright.
And Tiffany.
Gina Wright. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Angie and Yvette and Rosalind and Ronald.
Dominique, Danielle, Lachelle, Pamela.
Marcy,
Tiny, Earl, Tavon.
Hallelujah.
Jaheim, Emmanuel. Ari.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. LeBron, Dr. Taylor, and Damon,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Linda Smith. Hallelujah. Sandra Horn. Tommy Horn. Larry Horn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Saucy
Bird. Hallelujah.
Angela Jennings Hill. Dorinthia Johnson. Loretta Johnson. James Johnson. Don and Warren Johnson. Hallelujah.
Margie Bird, Elise.
Ryan McCoy, Senior.
Tim Butler.
Raymond McCoy.
Dante Burton, Harriet Birch. Aaron Bowie.
Right.
Amy Weatherby.
Janet.
East Brown, Margaret Brown.
Elder
Bright.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Other
Justin.
Sydney Boney.
Hallelujah.
Sarah Bell.
Prophet.
Ella Bessett. Wayne Battle.
Hallelujah.
James James.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. James Banks. Margaret Brown, Margaret Brown, Kathleen Austin.
Hallelujah.
Bird, Jeffrey Bird, Sonya Bird, Aaron Campbell, John Campbell, Alea Carr, Renola Carr, Donald Carter, Antoine Chase,
Hallelujah.
Stella and Sandra Cole,
Hallelujah.
Shelly Curtis, Daniel and Danielle and Elijah, Thomas Curtis, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wendy Matt, Pastor Dunston,
Hallelujah. Willie Mae Patterson,
Hallelujah. John Edmonds,
Apostle
Daniels,
Apostle
Evans, Apostle Fissel,
Robin Stewart and her husband, Hallelujah.
Brenda Fulford, Ty Phelps,
Pastor
Ricardo,
Hallelujah.
Tracy Garland, Isabel Gobard, Leslie, Jason, Brad,
another
Hallelujah.
Pastor, Hallelujah.
Green, Rudolph Green, Tony Green,
glory to God.
T. Hall, Nadine,
all right, Pastor Lewis,
Aunt Handy.
Glory to God.
Stephanie.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Aaron Harmon.
Hallelujah.
Brother Harris. Yvette. Ronald.
Yeah. Hallelujah. And
Herrera.
And Calvin.
Hill.
And Robin. And Cameron.
Israel Nunez.
And Bob. Hallelujah.
James.
Buffalo.
Hallelujah. Miss Shay Jenkins.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Corey Johnson. Jalene. Jarrell.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Corey.
Hallelujah. Serena, Rachel, Dexter,
Hallelujah, glory to
Mikey,
Dominique, another Dominique,
Tony,
Dominique,
thank you, Jesus,
Reggie, Hallelujah, another Reggie, Hallelujah, glory to Jesus,
Lockhart,
Hallelujah,
Troy Lockhart,
thank
you, God, healing his body,
Hallelujah,
Lawson, Hallelujah, Maxine Lee,
Hallelujah, Henry Hadley, Calvin Hadley, J.R., Myra, Mona, and Kia, Hallelujah. Mary Hadley, Hallelujah. Glory to God. Natasha McGill, Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify his name today. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bishop Carl Pierce. Bishop Bart Pierce, Hallelujah, glory to God, Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, glory to his name, Hallelujah. We thank God, Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God.
Hallelujah, we bless the name of the Lord, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for blessing those. Somebody needs to be saying thank you, Jesus, right now, Hallelujah, because we've invited
glory
to your house. Hallelujah. We ask Jesus to step into your situation. Hallelujah. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you a question right now, right quick. I need to ask you this quick question. You probably know the answer to this. Who's in the house?
JC.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
But there's an angel in the kingdom, and it's Jesus Christ. He's
I had to feast on, stand on that scripture. This was many, many years ago. One of my daughters went to a basketball game and didn't come home that night. And she was hanging out with one of her friends.
Uh-huh.
I guess she was trying to spread her wings. Oh, my goodness, if I could have gotten to her, I probably would try to pull them wings off. Goodness, she took me somewhere I'd never been before, but because of God's word,
hallelujah,
it kept me grounded and it kept me sound.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, because the word of God says the fruit of your womb is blessed. I am so grateful that I learned that scripture, and I knew wherever my daughter was, I knew she wasn't laying in no gutter. I knew she wasn't in nobody's trunk. I knew that God was honoring his word wherever she was, and he was going to bring her out. Hallelujah. And that kept me from pulling my hair out, kept me from just going bonkers. I said, God, you said, I reminded God of his word, because that is what he wants us to do, to bring him in remembrance,
yes,
of his word. And I said, Lord, your word said that the fruit of my womb is blessed. And my daughters are the fruit of my womb. Wherever she is, oh God, you are taking care of her. Hallelujah. And he was, and she had just taken a stupid pill, and she went on silly. And but I just thank God for bringing her back.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Safe and sound. Hallelujah. And even when someone does something evil to you, or something that you know you don't deserve, the Lord will even give you scriptures even concerning that.
Yes.
Psalms 37, it says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the green grass, like the grass, and wither as the green herb. And sometimes we wonder, Lord, how long? How long is this mess going to go on? Hallelujah. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And to delight yourself in the Lord, become pliable in his hand. Whatever God wants you to do, whichever way he wants to turn you, whatever he wants to make out of you, hallelujah, delight yourself in him. Lord, whatever you want me to do, whatever you want me to say, whatever you want me to knock on this door and share the word of God, you want me to pass out a tract right here, Lord, you want me to turn down my plate right here, Lord, you want me to do this, you want me to do that, hallelujah. Delight yourself also in the Lord. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Because you know what? When you are about God's business, God will be about your business. Sometimes you may say, oh, Lord, I'm not even going to worry with this. This is just too much. You know what? You can never think of something that is too much for the Lord. Because in Ephesians, I believe in Ephesians, he said he is able to do exceeding.
Ephesians 3:20. Hallelujah.
Exceeding abundantly above.
Yes.
Or you can ask or think. So no matter where your imagination can take you,
hallelujah,
don't you know, God can go further than your imagination. He the one gave you the imagination. But you know what? When he fixes something, when he gives you the desires of your heart, let me tell you something. It's going to be way more than what you even imagined. Way more. You're going to say, oh, my gosh, all I wanted was 1, 2, and 3. Lord, he even gave me 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hallelujah. And that's the kind of God. He is a God that's more than enough.
More than enough.
He is a God that is more than enough. Saints of God, the Lord is allowing me to set up a child care center, a daycare center. Things that God is blessing to come my way, it is more than what I could imagine. It's like, oh, my gosh, look at this. Wow. The Lord is has put people in my path to help me along the way. Things that I could not even ask for, I couldn't even fathom. It's like, oh, wow. And you know what? When you live for the Lord, something, you know, so I believe some things, and I witness this, God will bless you with before you even had a chance to even get it out your mouth. Before it, you can even say, Lord, I need. God has already, the word of God even lets us know, he's answered your prayer before you even spoke it. Before you even gotten it out of your mouth, he's already blessed you with it. And that's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. So don't fret yourself because of somebody doing something to you. Believe you me, and I know it's easier said than done. Believe you me, I am human. And, you know, and that's why we have to keep saying the word. So when someone does something to you, you don't feel like smacking them. You don't feel like when you come into their presence and they walk past you, it's the Lord that holds your foot, you know, back from tripping them down or pushing them down some steps or something. That's what the enemy would love you to do. But that would not be showing that person Christ. And whenever we come upon situations in life, we always want God to be glorified. We always want God to shine out. We always want, you know, and a lot of times somebody, when you share something with somebody and they didn't listen to you, and then something happens, they're going to always look for you to say, I told you so. But you don't do that.
No, you don't.
You refrain from saying, I told you so. But if that person needs your help, you give that person your help.
Yeah.
If they need an extended hand, you be the hand that extends to them. Hallelujah. You be the helping hand. Hallelujah. You be, cause see, when we come to Christ, after we done known that we done screwed up, Jesus doesn't wipe in our face. See, dumb. Didn't I tell you not to go down that road? Now, see, you see what that happened to you? He doesn't do that. Jesus doesn't do that. He loves us. He's just like that prodigal son's father that sees his child coming down the road and extends his arms out and told the other son that didn't go anywhere, go in there and bring out the robe. Give me the ring so I can put on his hand. Put on the calf on, put the pig or whatever, put it on the fire. Start the party. Hallelujah. My son has come home.
Hallelujah.
And that's how we have to be. When we see someone coming back to the Lord that's been strayed, hallelujah. Because in the back of their mind, they're saying, the devil telling them, you know what they're going to say. They're going to say, see, I told you so. No. You extend your arms of love. You extend, I'm so glad to see you. Oh, God bless you. You know, and you just receive them in love. This is how Jesus has received us, and we've come to him. He never wipes what we've done in our face. He never points his finger, see, didn't I tell you? No, he just loves us, and he puts his arms out, and we never even get the feeling that he wants to say anything smart or look at us with side eye or anything like that. Because he's just a God that loves us. And we just praise God for the love that he has shown us so that we can share with others.
Hallelujah.
And show others the love. And the fifth verse says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Hallelujah.
In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust in the Lord. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him.
Hallelujah.
And he shall direct thy path. And thanks to God, that's what we have to do. We have to trust in the Lord. We don't have any other thing in this world that we can rely on, trust in. Because God, his word is never going to change. He's never going to change. That's something you can take to the bank.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That he's never going to change. And when he says to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, you don't have to worry about him turning his back. You don't have to worry about failing. You don't have to worry about falling. And it says to lean not unto your own understanding. See, because God's ways are higher than ours.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. His understanding is way far surpassed ours. And it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. sometimes you may say, oh, Lord, should I go this way? Should I go to the right? Should I go to the left? And Lord God, in this situation, it looks like I should be doing this. But he may say, no, you do this. And that's why we have to stay in the Word, so we know his voice and his leading when he is directing us to do something. Because it may sound unconventional. It may sound like, oh, no, common sense says do it this way. But God's Word says to do it this way. And God will bring you out every time. He will bring you out. And God's not going to have egg on his face. Hallelujah. He's not going to have egg on his face. Hallelujah. And that person that you're able to show the love of Jesus to, that person that you're able to receive back into the fold, hallelujah, the angels in heaven are going to rejoice over it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And God, the blessings that God is going to bring unto you, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's just, you will be just baffled at how God is going to reward you standing on his word for doing what his word said and not giving the enemy what the enemy wanted. Hallelujah. Back to you, Bishop Byrd. Be blessed to the Lord, saints of God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember this. Hallelujah. The face of God is the Father. Hallelujah. The heart of God is the Father. Mm. The face of God is the Son. Mm. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit. Mm. And the hands of God is the church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is one. Therefore, come on everybody to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory. Honor and power unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful. Yes, He is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. The Lord our God, He is wonderful. Where are the alto? Come on, alto. All praises to the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. It is wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the tenors, come on. With the voice of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You still there?
Hallelujah.
Bless God. Hallelujah. You thought you were going to have a rest today, but guess what? I got to ask you another question. Is that all right?
If I say no, what you going to say? Yes, Pastor.
All right. Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. What time is it?
Communion time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank the Lord for communion time.
Amen, amen.
We praise his holy name today. We glorify his name today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We honor his name today.
Yes, we do, Jesus.
We praise his name today. Hallelujah.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy. Give thanks because given Jesus Christ is one. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy.
Hallelujah. If you would turn to in your Bibles to Genesis, the 11th chapter, verses, hallelujah, 23 through 30. And the word of the Lord says, hallelujah, in that text, glory to God, to examine yourselves. And we do just that. Every time we get ready for Holy Communion, we out of habit we examine ourselves because the Scripture says to do that, but we do that anyway. And we thank God that His name is a strong tower and a righteous runner to it in our faith. We thank God for his covenant names. And as Romans shares with us, that he that calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, we understand that we must need have Christ in our life, turn ourselves over to him, be born again. Hallelujah. Ask him for forgiveness. And so, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we hold up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for them. We ask that you bless them, anoint them, and sanctify it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your covenant names. And I believe without a shadow of doubt the number one covenant name of yours, O God, is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness and forgiveness of sin. And Father God, I ask that you forgive me and forgive us of every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Oh, God, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, we forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah, glory to God. All those others that we forgive, and we thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we bless your name today, oh, God. And again, we examine ourselves and we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Glory to God. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said, hallelujah, that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. Oh, somebody needs to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name today, oh, God. On the same night, glory to God, which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the healing for your healing already, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that your word say in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, financial. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Australia, in New Zealand, hallelujah, hallelujah, in Hong Kong and in China, hallelujah, in Germany and Poland, glory to God, in Africa, in Ghana, in Uganda, in Africa, and the UK, all of Europe, hallelujah, glory to God, Germany, hallelujah, in South America, in the islands, in North America, in hallelujah, in Canada, and in the United States, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Oh, somebody needs to say, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, because they're being healed right now. Father God, your word said, Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100. Your word said, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup also. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, oh God. Hallelujah. He took the cup, and when he had given thanks, hallelujah, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Hallelujah. This is a new inheritance I'm giving you. This is my new gift I'm leaving to you. Hallelujah. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. The doorpost. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verses 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses, hallelujah, verse 15. Hallelujah. Your word said, when, hallelujah, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. We thank you, Lord, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God, covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux-pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah, the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, nullifies. Hallelujah. Utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God, undoes, hallelujah, unties, sevens, cuts, breaks, hallelujah, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name today, oh God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for our family daily confession. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, hallelujah, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. You're the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name today, O Lord. We magnify your name. We glorify your name today. Lord, we don't take this opportunity, nor is this responsibility lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Hallelujah. Touch these lips of clay. Lord, let me speak today with excellence and accuracy and boldness, oh God. Let no foul thing come attack us in Jesus' name. Satan, the Lord God, binds you in Jesus' name. We bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We curse you from the root. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, every tactic in the name of Jesus Christ. We evict you. You are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We evict you in Jesus' name. Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise for the harvest that shall come forth of your word that shall be shown and sown today. Yes. In Jesus' name. Yes. Let everybody say amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. For the last six, hallelujah, glory to God, six services, we have been talking about igniting your faith.
Yes.
And see, it's important for you to understand now, what kind of faith we talking about? Isaiah 28, verse 10, talks about precept upon precept and line upon line. And if you started with us, you know that we are now understanding that the kind of faith that we're talking about is crazy faith. The kind of faith we're talking about is what they used to call blind faith, not being concerned about what is in front of us or what we can see in our natural thing, special kind of faith. They used to call it blind faith, but we just took the covers off of that. We just say crazy faith. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
In other words, people think you're crazy when you're standing on this kind of faith.
Yes. Amen. Let them think.
See, the crazy faith puts the super on your natural. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
Crazy faith puts the super on your natural. See, we already talked about how you like your faith, how you get the faith extenders, how you have to use the word. We talked about that already. Now we got to get you doing faith because the Bible says, let's go here. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Glory to God. See, so it's not enough just to hope. I hope. It's not just enough. You know, you've seen the Pastor Peaches, the four birds on the telephone line. And one says, I hope I can get off of this line. Or I'm going to decide to get off of this line. How many birds are on that line? Because hoping ain't going to get you where you got to go. Deciding ain't going to get you there. You say, deciding not going to get me? No. You got the substance or the evidence that you getting off the line is that you ain't on the line no more. Is that right?
Amen. Go do it.
Now faith, or we can say crazy faith, is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. It's evidence. What's evidence? Something tangible. What a substance. Something you can feel. Something that you can touch. Something that's real to you. And it may not be real to others because they don't have crazy faith. But to you, it's real. What's that second scripture?
Romans 12:1.
But see, Hallelujah. Go ahead and read that. Glory to God.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God.
Now, you can stop that. See, that don't make no sense. How can you be a living sacrifice? Because you know the old day sacrifice, you throw it on the fire. God. Hallelujah. You throw it on the fire. Or you sacrifice, they did all the other kind of things, the sacrifices, you know. They hung them, they stabbed them, and they crucified, whatever. A living sacrifice, how is that? It's going to take you to get out of that, the natural, and see this in your spirit, with your spirit eyes. Because verse 2 says what?
Hallelujah. And be not conformed.
You don't think like the folk in the natural think. Go ahead, keep reading.
Yes. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
I'm going to tell you, the acceptable and perfect will of God is for you to live by faith. You don't believe me? Romans 1:17, what does that say?
Now faith.
Romans 1:17.
Oh, you said 1:17. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Romans.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm...
Yeah. I slipped the Mickey in on you. If you can't get there, you can go to Galatians 3:11.
Therefore, Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "Just shall live by faith."
What? We got to live by faith. We can't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind got to understand this, that you can't make it without faith.
Hallelujah.
No way can you make it without faith.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Todd Trivett said, no way.
Nope.
Can't even brush your teeth without having faith. Hallelujah. That your teeth won't fall out while you brush. Thank God. Jesus, have mercy today. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. And Galatians 3:11 says the same thing. The just shall live by what? It's this acceptable and perfect will of God. Safest place in the whole world. Y'all think, oh, to live on faith, that's kind of precarious. No, the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Let your mind be transformed. See, y'all got to understand. Some of y'all are just miscalculated. You confuse yourself with who you are. Say, I'm a human being. See, first of all, the first thing you got to realize that you are spirit. You happen to have a soulable realm, and you're in an earth suit. Your earth suit is not you. That's just what you got on while you're living through this dispensation. That ain't you. Your spirit is the real you. Your soulable realm is the avenue by which you can understand your real you, and you can transmit ideas and you can read and you can do all that stuff that God has placed in his word. You can get it to your soulable realm, so it your spirit realm, so it can digest and put to use what's in his word. Your soulable realm is the one that reads the word of God, and then it transmits it to your spirit. Your earth suit is not you. Don't get caught up. This is me. That ain't you. That's what you're wearing while you here. You just journeying through this place. Okay, let me give you an example. You go down, there might not be any more of these, Bragger Gutmans, and you see some suits on it. Oh, that's a fine-looking suit. Oh, that's a winter white. That's kind of cream color. I can wear that in the wintertime. That suit ain't you. That's what you put on when you go outside into the world. You don't put on a suit. But it ain't you.
You are the Spirit. And the Spirit, glory to God. The food of the Spirit is what? Come on now. Somebody know, because it starts with the same letter. The food of the Spirit is what? Faith. It's faith. You stand on faith. You got to be blessed. And I'm not just talking about any old kind of faith. I'm talking about crazy faith, y'all. And you can always tell crazy faith,
yes,
because people think you're crazy if you believe it. Glory to God. All right, come on now. Read one more of those scriptures there.
Romans 10, 17.
Romans 10, 17. 17 and 18.
And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Come on now.
17 and 18 says, but I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world.
It's important for you to understand. Faith is important.
Hallelujah.
Crazy faith is great. But guess what? Faith without works is what?
Dead.
In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Putting your faith to action causes you to say something. If you don't say something with the crazy faith you have, there is no spiritual reality. Okay, let's go back to Genesis. As long as the creation was in God's heart, there was no real reality. But once God said, and God said, and God said, and he said it 9 times, and after he finished, the world was created. Everything that ever would be was here. He says, what you talking about? They ain't have no cars in the garden. How you know? Were you there? The Bible said that God drove Adam and Eve out of the garden.
Oh my God.
How do you know? Were you there? You say, okay, I got you, Brother Bird. Airplane. Go to Ecclesiastics. It says the word was taken in the sky and wings carried by the birds in the air resembles a bird, and in taking the words of reconciliation, the words of a preacher throughout the world. What do you think that? That might be an airplane. Watch out now. He said, Brother Brad, you're really crazy. Look here, I'm gonna tell you something. Modern science, I ain't talking about Star Trek or Star Wars or anything. I'm talking about modern science, real science. It's still puzzled.
Amen.
Over how they built the pyramids.
Uh-huh.
How did they do this? Well, it sounds like they must have had airplanes and cargo planes. I don't know. I wasn't there. Now, if you want to really, really get the 411 on that, you talk to somebody that was here, and they tell you about it. They said the first pyramid was built like 2700 BC or BCE, the Step Pyramid in Memphis, Egypt. There's a city called Memphis, and near there, called the Step Pyramid, was the first one. They can't figure out. In order for them to even try to do what they did, they have to have all these big machines, and they still don't have a machine big enough to lift all of this stuff and to place them and to take them from the quarry to where they got it and put it. How did they do that?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I think maybe there might have been some crazy faith involved. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I know someone who was there. So you ask him. Say, who was that? That would be the oldest person in the world. Who was that? Almighty God. Hallelujah to God. Ask him. Hallelujah. How did that happen? Hallelujah. Crazy faith. You got to have crazy faith, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Look here. For you... some folk, look here, little boy, less than 10 years old, had a stroke. And one of his hands was affected, one of his legs. And for the next 30 years, he limped, and his hands were, the one hand was withered, was locked into a position. Now, I'm going to tell you, well, he's going to have to learn how to adapt. That's the world. But see, crazy faith puts the super on the natural.
Yes.
See, that naturally, you see that, but you put the super on that. The crazy faith says that God can heal.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
God can deliver him, straighten up his hands, his legs. Oh, see, look here. I had a testimony from R.W. Schombach. Some of you remember him. He was there with A.A. Allen the day that somebody brought in a baby, didn't have no eyes and no ears, was just a lump. And A.A. Allen said, somebody brought a baby here. That God wants us to live and heal right now. And Schombach said, everybody point their hands up and close their eyes. And look, Schombach said, I ain't closing my eyes on this one. The Bible says watch as well as pray. And he got close. And A.A. began to pray. And stuff started popping out. Ears popped out. Come on now. Eyes. Sockets started popping out. Eyes. Legs started popping out. Because the legs weren't there. Legs started coming in the feet. You don't believe it? You have to ask RJ. No, he went on to be with the Lord too. Ask somebody else who's still here that was there with RJ. Glory to God. Schombach. I think RJ Hardy, he's still around. He was there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God. Don't tell me what God can't do.
Amen.
But that's crazy. That's right. It's called crazy faith. Another way of saying crazy faith is now faith. Give me another scripture. I'm messing up again.
Hallelujah. Ezekiel 37:1-14.
Now, y'all done saw this. Now, I done told you this. We don't have to go through 1-14 again, but y'all need to understand this, that your situation ain't news to God, because he know the ending from the beginning.
Amen.
Isaiah 46, verses 9-11, talks about God is God, hallelujah, and that he know the ending from the beginning.
Yes.
And he wants you to be just like him. Ephesians 5:1 said, be like me as a dead child. You know the ending from the beginning. You know that God already done stuff. He already provided your healing, your deliverance, a way out. He's already decided and glory to God. He already decreed and declared your greatness. He put it in you. And when the Bible ain't nothing new under the sun, that's real. It may have changed form. But you look at, that beautiful, you say, this is a new. Glory to God. This is a new bracelet I got. This is a new necklace I got. Oh, it's all diamonds and gold. It ain't new, baby girl. It may have a new form, But the diamonds were here, and they were cold way back when. All those rubies and stuff, they were here already. When God said, it is finished, hallelujah. When God said, I'm going to rest because I have to finish the creation, it was finished. You say, what about making stuff out of those, meteorites that come from another planet?
Mm-hmm.
God created that too. He created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created
heaven and earth.
No, it's just that God created the earth.
Heaven and earth.
See, y'all keep thinking, oh, I got something new to say. Ain't nothing new. It's just a different form, baby girl. It came, somebody thought about it, came in their mind, and then they followed what they imagined and brought it into being. In other words, they changed the forms of stuff, put stuff together, hammered stuff out, nailed stuff, sawed stuff. Dominique is a weld. They welded stuff, mended stuff, bricks. It's still the same.
You say, look here.
I got you. It snowed this week or last week. That was a new snow. No. See, when the rain come down, it does something. It starts, they say, dry up. The earth gets it. Some goes down to the water down under the earth. But then they have another thing. They call it evaporation. It evaporates and goes back up. And then what happens again? The right conditions, it come back down again. I want you to see this and feel this. Hallelujah. The same, glory to God. The same mist that watered the Garden of Eden evaporated and went up to the heavens. And it kept going up to the heavens until centuries later, God went to a man named Noah. I said, it's going to rain. Build an ark. And Noah probably did a Bill Cosby. What's an ark? And God had to explain it to him. And this is how you build it. Well, I'm going to tell you this for you. That same mist. Oh, you're going to get blessed today. Coming down from heaven. The rain that came down and flooded the earth is still around today. The rain, the mist that floated up from the Garden of Eden, talking about being blessed. Something's growing. Why do things keep growing? Glory to God. Because of the mist that keeps coming back. It's a rerun. You said, where you get this from? From the Word of God. Is that what he built? What he made? It ain't God. Is it Matthew 12:14? I'm trying to pull it. It says God wastes nothing. Jesus said, I waste nothing. I ain't giving up nothing. Nothing is going to be lost. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. I don't know what time it is, but see, y'all got to understand this. See, when you go out there in the rain, you say, oh, it's a terrible thing. I got caught in the rain. You need to be shouting hallelujah for that rain. Hallelujah. The latter rain and the former rain. Hallelujah. The former rain is the anointing that's for the last days. Hallelujah. The latter rain is the anointing for the last days. The former rain is what came down in the Old Testament. A little bit here, a little bit there. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost fell on folk for a specific task. But the latter rain, the Holy Ghost came and dwelt in us. You got the crazy faith in you. You got the anointing in you. You got the blessing of Abraham in you. You got the blessing of Abraham not just on you, but in you, baby. Glory to God. Oh, look, I don't know what time it is. Read me another scripture. Jesus, my goodness. Praise the Lord.
James 1:22.
If y'all still listening, go ahead. Go ahead, read this.
Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
Come on now.
Verse 25 says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds.
You're going to be blessed if you have crazy faith. Open your mouth. Stop being pathetic in your conversation. Oh, me, oh, my. Shut up. Get a hold of yourself and get a hold of the faith of God, the crazy faith of God. I'm still preaching. I know. I tell you, somebody told me, hallelujah, glory to God. It was, glory to God. What's that, 437? That's all right. I'm going to keep on preaching till God said it over. Hallelujah, because I've got news for you. That mountain in your life, you think that nobody could move it. You think that you couldn't get over it. You couldn't get around it. You couldn't get under it. I got news for you. Hallelujah. Your crazy face, that's that mountain, be thou removed into the sea. And watch out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's God in Jesus' name. Somebody in Germany, your mountain is gone right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Poland, your mountain is gone right now in Jesus' name. Ukraine, your mountain is gone right now in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ prevail right now in Jesus' name. In the islands, in South America, North America, Africa. Prophesy. You prophesy. Waiting on God. God said, I'm waiting on you to prophesy to those dead bones. Prophesy to those dry bones. Prophesy. God is saying to you, each and every one of you, brother, I'm looking for a prophet. You are the prophet. Tell you no more. Prophesy. Be prophetic in your own life. Stop being pathetic. Be prophetic in your own life. Prophesy to your own prosperity. Speak the words of God. Tell God you said. What's another scripture? I'm going on.
Hallelujah. Galatians 5:22-23.
Come on now. Get yourself prepared for a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, love, suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You got to understand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's going to give you an opportunity to share all of that. Hallelujah. Every day you will have an opportunity. That's your walk, your Christian walk. Love. Hallelujah, you got love all over you, then it's going to let you have some joy. You got joy, unspeakable. It's going to give you peace in your heart. Hallelujah, you got peace. You got love, joy, peace in your heart. It's going to get you patience, hallelujah, with others and with yourself. It's going to get you patience, hallelujah, long-suffering, gentleness. You're going to have grace and mercy, hallelujah, grace. Hallelujah, getting what you don't deserve. You're going to be passing out stuff to people that don't deserve. You passing it out, glory to God. And mercy is not getting what they do deserve. Some of your enemies that you wanna knock them out. You want to roll over them. You want to hit them with a baseball bat or hit them with your car. But you're not going to do that. They're not going to get what they do deserve. You're going to heap coals of fire by blessing them, praying for them. Hallelujah. Meeting their needs. You're going to stand on faith. Hallelujah. The God kind of faith. You know what is the God kind of faith? Crazy faith. Ignite your faith, y'all. don't come complaining. Come giving a testimony. Testify. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got to stop now because I know we're getting ready to get cut off right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But join us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We recommend that you get your vaccine and your booster. Hallelujah. On Sunday at 3 o'clock. That's the first Sunday in February. We're going back to live services only on Sundays at 3 p.m. at the Parsonage. Hallelujah. At the sanctuary located in lower level, sanctuary of the Parsonage, 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Side entrance. We also have a handicap entrance as well. But come on now. Hallelujah. God got something good for you. And we're going to deal with to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're part 8 of this series on faith on Wednesday.
Yes.
Pastor Peaches, you can go ahead and say whatever you was going to say. Are we still on the air? I really believe. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to accept Jesus Christ in your heart as your personal Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. I'm sorry for my sins. Forgive me for my wrongdoing. Hallelujah. And I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. If you'd like to call us after the broadcast goes off, the number is 410-444-5152. If you'd like to drop us a line of communication, address your envelope to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yeah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Love you.